It's always about the show, bro. I owe Curry nothing.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty. We got a lot to talk about still. Our three Bay Area teams in all having some transition. 49ers got to figure out who's playing Thursday. Giants got to figure out their manager, and the Warriors got to figure out what they're doing with Kuminga.
So we got
three things that are going on parallel to each other. But right now we're talking about the Niners. They play Thursday against the Rams.
And who's going to play?
And Brock Purdy, questionable, and Ricky Pearsall, questionable. So we'll find out more tomorrow when they have to give another injury designation, Goo.
Yeah, what word, what letter grade would you give me for the state of the three teams, limbo? Would that suffice for all three? Limbo. What happened?
That come from you? I like it. It's a good word.
Why would you ask me?
I like it.
That hurt.
You'll see why.
No, I'm radio.
You'll
hurt.
See why. Okay. You'll see why.
Evan, the man looked at me and said, "Johnny, little Johnny, tell the truth." Why would you say that? Limbo.
Not just
with Kuminga, the Giants, you know, their search, and the 49ers in limbo on who's available.
No, it's just coincidence. Great minds clearly think alike. Because
what you got?
That's just a word our good friend Jim Molay used.
I hadn't been on the chat.
No, I know. Yeah. You're not. That's why I was just taken aback. You know, you had
Jimmy.
You guys both had.
No, I wouldn't. Come on. Who had great points? That's plagiarism. Stealing takes a lot is of not time, what I do.
Well, no, you don't steal them, but a lot of times you'll say something and I'll be like, oh, look at that. Theodore Rand said that 5 minutes ago.
All right.
Yeah,
man.
Brock Purdy.
Because it's about Thursday, man. We can disagree to, we can agree to disagree, but the bottom line is, you know, those guys were fired up in the morning. Shasky, Bonte, and Spadoni, just on what you do. But Steiny, if we don't have the intel, we didn't have the intel last week about how available Mac Jones is, I'm not coming in here cutting heads off or Monday morning quarterbacking. I mean, we hear it from guys that have played the game. Nobody's 100%, man. Any of the sports, right?
You know, here's kind of the way I look at it. Jalen Hurts. All right. Look at his weapons.
Yeah.
Okay, so if you take away a weapon or two.
He's a weapon, I believe.
Right.
He doesn't use them anyways.
He doesn't use Barkley?
A.J. Brown?
Last year he did, but. A.J. Brown had to go to counseling and read books.
My bigger point is that he will not be as good without as much talent as he has around him now. It's just Steph Curry will not be as good if he doesn't have the talent around him. Brock Purdy will not be as good if their offensive line is worse than it was 2 years ago and the weapons aren't the same and they're not as good.
But do you
consider those guys?
Like,
you know
what?
Here's the way I look at it.
Like,
you know what the Niners need to happen? You know what the Niners need to happen? Okay, so you want Brock Purdy to carry you. All right. I would say that touchdown pass to Tonjes, he won the game for him.
It could have been an interception.
That's right.
Okay.
And that's why when you don't have all the angles and you don't have guys open, you try to throw that ball to McCaffrey. And you know what? If he makes a great catch, then all of a sudden we're saying, boy, look at Purdy taking chances because we have to.
Yeah, gunslinger.
Well, he didn't catch it. So Purdy's probably making a throw that maybe he doesn't make in the past, but he feels like he has to make it because they're not getting open like they have
and
been.
And he made one against Jennings.
Of course, he's
going to
make one
hurt.
Here and there, and he's going to make more mistakes if he's throwing in tighter windows.
And Steiny, my only takeaway is, I'm not saying Steiny is Judgment Day. Tell me what you think of Brock. My thing is, moving forward, he's going to be here after McCaffrey, okay? That's going to happen when you get paid the way he got paid. And I said he earned it. I stand on that. My point is, it's not over in the public spectrum or form of watching him play and grow. I just feel like he's got to be something you fear moving forward when we do see the Niners, if that day does ever come, where they're healthy. And I think we're seeing
the Niners were healthy.
Him and Pearsall.
When the Niners were healthy.
When healthy.
Brock Purdy was not somebody that you went in fearing. You went in fearing McCaffrey and Kittle and Ayuk. Like Purdy makes
days are
Purdy
over?
Makes plays. He makes the plays that he's the 49.
I'm cutting you off.
Why did the 49ers think Jimmy Garoppolo was their franchise quarterback?
Because he won games.
Why did they pay him?
He won games.
Okay.
And
he did what Shanahan wanted him to do.
They didn't see him getting injured as much as he got injured.
Well, you're in the same boat with Purdy.
Right now, because of this turf toe. But if we look at the Carfax report, Stoudemire, after the wreck came in the playoffs on the elbow, he's been available. But I'm just telling you, you're right if this were to continue. But I don't understand how it changes.
When the offensive line, is it above average or below average?
It's playing like it's below average.
Well, that's a problem.
But
like
I take that into consideration
now when I'm judging Brock Purdy. He doesn't have the time he's had in the past. And so he's not going to rip it up.
I got you. Do you think I'm not being real, Steiny, because I just want to ask you.
Like, he's not going to grow 4 inches.
How big is the drop off from Brock Purdy, both healthy, to a healthy Mac Jones in this system?
I don't know. I'd say Purdy's probably better. I don't know
but
to what
you're
degree.
You're being honest. You're saying Purdy, like you're thinking about it.
No, Purdy's better than Mac Jones. I mean, he's had a better career.
Well, But now you're both under the
I guess
the
what
maestro.
I'm saying is like, okay, I feel like Mac Jones is who he is. He's not really mobile, but he's got a strong arm.
Yes, he does.
Pretty smart. What's his upside? I don't think he's got much more of an upside.
If you give him time, he can.
Well, then everybody's got an upside. But what I'm saying is, I don't think Mac Jones is going to get much better. How is Purdy going to get much better? He's good. He can have good years, but he's got to rely on some talent around him.
And he's got to have time to use his best feature, which I think is processing. But I will tell you, just from sitting on the sofa, watching Mac Jones and the throws, and it was only 2 games, 8 quarters, but I didn't see a lot of that this past Sunday.
Didn't we talk about all the drops the Niner receivers had?
You're right.
Okay, well, that's not Brock Purdy's fault. He's putting the ball in the money. Maybe he should have been 25 for 38 with a touchdown and 2 picks. And then maybe you win that game.
So how are you, again, I'm asking you something you don't have the intel on, but how are you moving towards this game Thursday? If Mac is healthier than Brock Purdy, are you letting Mac go because of that?
Sure.
Or are you telling, I'm trusting my cowboy, that's John Wayne, and Brock Purdy says he's fine, the pain has subsided, go out there. Because how many guys are truly healthy in this violent game?
Well, it's funny because to me, it sounds like we've gone from being real careful with Purdy to, well, now everybody's got to play hurt. Why did we want to keep him out of games 2 weeks ago, but now we feel like we know enough that, well, he's got a cowboy up and play?
I got my answer because we saw a backup quarterback when he was healthy and Mac Jones hold it down.
Okay, so you're...
So I'm thinking about the bigger picture, which is Brock Purdy being more healthier if that toe can even heal like that in 2 to 3 weeks. That was my thought process, and then Mac got hurt, but he also finished the game. But I started this show, and I feel it, Steiny. I don't know, because we both agreed, and a lot of people have, Brock was bad Sunday. But can you honestly look me in the face and we divvy up why he was bad? Was that poor play all because of the toe? Or is that not fair to the game and the violent sport that
let's
is
say
football?
It's the toe.
If you're out there, there. Judge me as a court.
Let's say it was all the toe or it was none the toe. How does that change moving forward?
If my backup can go, I can't afford or don't want to see my star quarterback look like that because he's compromised. And if I got a viable backup that's won us 2 games and he's healthy or healthier, I think it would be conventional wisdom to run Mac out there this Thursday. That's all.
Well,
because this season,
that would seem to make sense to me because Purdy was limited. He played and now he's limited again. So I can only assume that he's not as healthy now as he was a week ago. So he can't play because there's a game Thursday already.
Right.
If they're using the same criteria, that's all I'm saying. Let's go to Burnsy in Fremont. Hey, Burnsy, how you doing, man?
Hey, what's going on, fellas?
Hey.
I want to lay out Steiny's Exhibit A, one Josh Allen. In your theory, Steiny, Josh Allen can carry a team, which I agree with you. He's a top-notch quarterback. But where has he carried you? To an AFC championship? Not to the Super Bowl, right? So do the Bills need more stuff to help Allen out?
Well, I'm using the four quarterbacks that we all mentioned. Lamar Jackson,
okay.
You know, the Josh Allen, the Mahomes, and the other. I get that they haven't won a Super Bowl, but those four guys are quarterbacks who are considered, if they play the regular season for you, they're probably going to get you into the playoffs. Those four quarterbacks on those four teams.
More than likely, I'll agree with you that.
Right.
Do you agree that the Bills need to help Josh Allen out also?
Probably, yeah.
Or is he fine? Yeah, more than likely, right? He hasn't gotten to the Super Bowl. And it brings me to my bigger point is and I know you guys have to break down football quarterbacks to quarterbacks, but man, football is the greatest team sport there is. 22 men pulling on one rope. Mm. That's what it's all about, man. And, you know, it's not the quarterback. It's not the line. It's everybody. And it kind of honestly, when I hear you guys talk, and I know, Guru, you played some pros, but I don't know about you, Steiny, but it sounds like you guys have never tightened the chin strap and been on a team, a good team, bad team, any team, right? And if I honestly think if you did play football and you know it, how that is, it is the greatest team sport. You all have to be on the same page. If somebody's off, they're off, you know, and that's what just gets me, man. Let's bring it back to a team sport. The 49ers lost, not Brock Purdy, right? The 49ers lost this weekend. And that's the biggest point. And my last little thing is the team with the most ups. How can you not? The San Jose Sharks. Come on, quit dissing the Sharks all the time. They're part of the Bay. They're part of the big franchises. It's the Sharks that have the most upside. All these other guys, you know, the Warriors are on the downside. Niners are hurt. Giants are Giants. And come on, man, bringing back Boch. Give me a break, dude.
Hey, before you go, and I appreciate your passion, but I just can't agree with what you're saying about the team game. I mean, that's across the board. That's the given. But why do guys get paid more than others? And the quarterback position is the most scrutinized position in all of sports. So,
No doubt about it.
I'm just asking you this. Do you think Brock played his best game last Sunday?
Yeah, of course not.
Okay.
I mean, give me a break. But
so you can't,
I also think right. You guys should give him a little bit more leeway. He got you to a Super Bowl.
No, I'm not saying that. I got you. That's why I said he deserved a contract. But, Steiny, I just want to tell him and anybody listening, sports don't work that way. I told you, and a lot of people disagree, Brock Purdy earned that contract. I don't think it's fair to judge a guy when they have success, team success, and then, everything's around them rosy, but we're not,
idiots. Like, no, I know.
You know.
Well, you're also not acknowledging that if he has five-star talent around him, his job will be easier. He'll be able to be more successful as opposed to him not having five-star talent around him, which he doesn't, which means the best quarterback in the NFL or the 32nd best quarterback in the NFL is not going to be as effective with a cast of characters around him that aren't as good as they've played under in the past. Brock Purdy, without Kittle and Ayuk and all the, he's not going to throw for 350, three touchdowns, no picks consistently. Like that's not who he is. I don't think that's who Kyle is. And it's not what he asks of Brock Purdy.
And that's not their recipe for success. I don't believe, even though he threw for 300 in a loss. My point is the run game has been MIA.
Right.
And that's a collective.
So that's going to impact Brock Purdy's passing game.
You're not telling me buckle up, Goo, and get ready for more bad decisions and more interceptions. Those were bad interceptions, bad decisions by Brock. If Walter Payton was in the backfield or Scooby-Doo was back there, those were bad decisions. That's all we can do is just go off of what we saw.
You're asking a guy to do something he's incapable of doing, I think.
When you
Purdy's not going to win. Do you think, what if let's say Brock Purdy were healthy and they got to go down to L.A.
All right.
Like, what do you expect's going to happen if they're not healthy around him? Like, it's going to be a grind. Like, it's going to be really hard for Brock Purdy if he doesn't have Pearsall, if he doesn't have Ayuk, if he doesn't have Kittle. So, I don't have the expect, like, I don't expect Brock Purdy. Brock's got to be Superman. Okay, if he is, you might have a chance to win the game. But I certainly can't expect him to be Superman. I just don't. And it's got less to do with Brock Purdy than any quarterback.
Yeah,
like Superman Lamar Jackson's strong, got the capability of being Superman. Brock Purdy, to me, has the capability of third and nine scrambling to get you a first down. Lamar Jackson, to me, has the ability to get you the first down and then get another one and another one and another one. So, well,
Superman's strong, Stoney. Brock Purdy knows just what you know or I know in regard to what's available to him and who's out there and who's not. But I'm not giving him a pass on bad decisions because you know he's trying to make a play. That's what he does.
That's right.
He's a playmaker.
And you are forced to have to make a decision on a tough throw more when you're on a team that's not as good and your receivers aren't getting the separation they normally do, and now you're looking at things that are just slightly different than if you had all your big boys at full strength, and so then you're forced to make decisions that you're not crazy about, but what else can you do? Take a sack? Try to run if it's not there?
You got to throw the ball as high as he was throwing from the out.
Well, I mean, he didn't want to throw it high.
No, but that happened.
Okay, would you say that Brock Purdy's got a problem throwing high, or that that game was an outlier? I think it was an outlier.
Okay, all right.
Okay,
we differ. But I've seen that from him before. But that was the bad part of Brock Purdy. That's why I said it was reminding me of Jimmy. Jimmy had the ability to do that. The oh no throws, like,
so,
damn.
So now we're saying that there's a bad part of Brock Purdy.
Nobody's perfect is what I'm saying.
Okay, but
and
then
for the
but,
most
but,
part,
but now all of a sudden, if we're saying, well, you know what, he does throw the ball high, and he's getting a lot of balls tipped at the line of scrimmage, and maybe he's not as accurate as we thought, and he's taking more chances than we thought. Well, then that might be a function of what he's seeing out on the field that's different than what he saw a couple years ago when they had everything clicking.
Well, I'll tell you this, partner, and I'll leave it here. If I'm giving a guy 5 years, $265 million, and I know it kicks in next year, and my premise is if everything ain't good out there around him, limousines and tuxedos, don't expect much from my quarterback, then that's a bad decision. I wouldn't pay that guy if I don't expect him to take us to another level too.
Well, then the 49ers to me are in the same boat as teams are with Prescott, Burrow, Allen, Love, Lawrence, Tua, Goff, Purdy, Herbert, Lamar Jackson, Jalen Hurts. I'm just looking at guys making 40 plus. Kirk Cousins, Mahomes, Watson,
a lot more
Kyler
than
Murray.
Half the dudes on there, Stoney. Some of those dudes, Dak, Lamar, haven't sniffed
right.
the Super
so
Bowl.
So then why would you? They're paying him what they're paying. What 17 quarterbacks are getting paid? Are you like?
I guess the genesis of this conversation is how good do you think Brock Purdy is? I don't need to know how the others are getting paid. I get you.
He is good.
The market value.
He is not great. Mm. He's good. I mean, and you know what? When I said he's not great, and you went, do you think he's great?
I think he has been. And I think that must that continues. I'm not about to get my eraser and say, oh, he's without this. I'm not ignoring that. I'm just telling you, Sunday was a bad performance by him, and you got to tread lightly because it's time. We're going down the road, but it's about Thursday. Do you save him for the, you know, or try to keep him out of harm's way, or has that pony left the barn because with this turf toe, it's going to follow him all year?
I can't worry about his turf toe. And that doesn't mean I'm saying he's got to play through it. It's just like, okay, he's going to be hurt all year. Now, okay, then if he's hurt, we can't expect him to play his best football for the San Francisco 49ers if he's not 100%. And I certainly think there's no chance he's going to play his best football. If he's got turf toe, he's not as mobile. And he's playing with these Scribinis. Like, he's not a magician. Like, I just, this team right now doesn't have a lot of offensive weapons. And,
well, they got one in McCaffrey, and for whatever reason on the ground, they can't.
Because they don't have a great offensive line. Do we take into account their offensive line hasn't been good, and maybe that's why Purdy hasn't been as good?
I mean, it's regressed.
Well,
did they have the best offensive line when they were going to the Super Bowl? I mean, you know what I mean?
That's when I heard Trent Williams was the greatest thing since sliced bread.
Trent's not having – I'm giving you that dub, Stoney.
Well, then that's going to have –
And I know Barch is out, but I'm just like, man, this – like, what if you can't fix your running game?
Well, then you're not going to be good.
Yeah, I can't lean on Brock, even if healthy. Let's say
he's thrown 40 passes in each of his first two games, so they've been throwing the hell out of it in all four games. But do you think the 49ers are at their best when Brock Purdy throws 40 times, whether it's intermediate, long, or short? No, that's not that's not their recipe to me. Let's get into some calls. Yeah. Oh, boy.
What happened?
Well, it's the end of the segment. Oh, yeah. All right, I see Richie, Father Time, Matt. I see all you. I'll get to you all on the other side. Yeah, but I want to take a call. You know how that goes. Hey, I'll cheat. All right, I'll cheat somebody. Father Time in Napa. Finish us up this segment. What's up, Father Time? See? Just see what happened.
Father Time got him.
See what happened.
Who was the guy that called about the team game? Like, I believe that, but I just,
well, first of all, he won't even listen to what you're saying.
No, you know what it is. The quarterback gets too much credit and too much blame. And
not great ones. Marino didn't get blame for Miami. Archie Manning didn't get the blame.
But if you
watch
most of his career, there wasn't hardly any for him to blame. It was what he was without.
And you just made my point, because Purdy's without right now. So we can't expect Brock Purdy to be spectacular with this team.
Weren't we raving over what we've seen from Ricky Pearsall this year? I think the
he's hurt now.
But he started the game Sunday.
But what does this have to do with an overall performance from Brock Purdy? I don't, like, he's going to hit Pearsall 5-6 times a game.
But you're telling me I'm wrong for expecting something out of him.
You're wrong for thinking that Brock Purdy is going to be able to overcome the offensive line not being great, Christian McCaffrey not being Christian McCaffrey, George Kittle not blocking in the run game.
So my mistakes,
Brandon Ayuk,
Purdy's mistakes are a byproduct of that.
Part of them, absolutely. Don't you think so? So let me ask you this.
Go in the quarterback room and tell the coach, hey, everything around me sucks, so that's why I threw three picks.
Well, let's.
And fumbled the rock when we were driving down the. That's on me,
if
too.
If we're talking just numbers, do you expect Brock Purdy should have the same numbers now with Chris? That's all I'm saying.
I wouldn't.
He doesn't have. This McCaffrey is not the one from 2 years ago.
They're what you're saying.
They're
to
using
Purdy.
It completely
what if he said
differently.
There are no holes. What the hell y'all talking about? I'm slowed up. I ain't got no holes. So why can't you apply what it seems like you're doing with Brock to Christian?
Because Christian McCaffrey, first of all, he's being used totally different. Why? Because Kyle knows something. 888-957-9570 is the number. What's coming up on the game is brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. It's also brought to you by Moderna.